At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Bennett. This is such an honor. How cool it is to have the creative minds, the visionaries behind this brand new HBO documentary, which comes out tomorrow. We have our director, Amy Schatz. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We have producer Mike Jackson, who's from Wynwood, PA. Is that right?
That is correct. Pride of Lower Marion.
Yes. We've been stalking you. Don't worry about it.
Some other guy, Kobe, I heard about.
And fellow producer and UPenn grad.
That's right.
The amazing John Legend. Good to have you guys here. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
This is Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School, which comes to Max tomorrow. Now, this documentary focuses on these incredible 10th grade students from Hill Freedom World Academy. And so I guess I kind of want to know why Philadelphia, right? Like, why this school and why these kids? And I kind of want to hear all three of your perspectives on this.
Right.
Well, why Philly? I mean, Philly's such an important musical center in this country. And when you think about the sound of Philadelphia, you think about the roots, neo soul, so many great musicians have been, raised in this city. And there's so much soul here. There's so much music here. But there's also, you know, a lot of kids facing challenges in life. And I think the power of this film and the power of the story and the power of this school is that it gives these kids who are facing challenges in life a way to be creative, a way to use music as a way of lifting them up. And I think it's so beautiful that Amy was able to capture their story in this way and really inspire us all.
And more to the point, leaning on what Johnny said, it's also important to acknowledge music education in schools and the fact that they're being defunded, you know, nationally. And this is an opportunity for the audience to see from the inside out how these programs work, how they impact young lives and allow them to dream. So that was one of the big catalysts for us getting involved in this film.
Yeah, and for you, Amy?
Yeah, one of the things to know about the class is that it's a required music tech class. So it's not like these kids are musicians and they're going into a music class because they want to develop their craft. It's really required for ordinary students, 10th graders, to come in and kind of dive deep into their creative writing and come up with lyrics and original songs that reflect, you know, their longings, their loves, their dreams, their hopes, and also some of the pain that they go through in life. So one of the beautiful things about working there was that, you know, the kids originally came in post-pandemic, sort of shy, insecure, feeling like they didn't really want to participate. And then by the end, this magic happened where they found their voices, they gained confidence. And they really work so beautifully together as a group. And I think that's one of the things that music does, is it just kind of inspires this sense of community, confidence, and also generates talent, right?
Yeah, I love when music allows people to work together, create something together, collaborate on something, and you come with all your different experiences, you come with your different abilities and talents, and you get in this room together and create something new that didn't exist before. And it's a really powerful feeling. And, you know, I think a lot of times because of technology and because of so many other things, we can feel like we're disconnected from community. And whenever we can find ways for us to come together as a group and do something together that we work on together and feel that joy together and that pride together as a group, it can be really powerful.
Absolutely. That sense of community, right? I mean, bringing everyone together, like you said. And, you know, back to you, Amy, I mean, you've spent your whole career, you know, giving kids a spotlight, right? How important is that to really give these kids this platform?
Well, I think when we listen to kids, we always learn something. They are deep and they're interesting. And I've spent my, you know, many films working with kids and listening to them and hearing about their worlds. And one of the things that was interesting about this one, you know, I've worked on subjects that are can be difficult for kids, you know, kids facing gun violence or talking about the Holocaust or 9/11 or some of life's, you know, big subjects. And I also have talked with kids about poetry and love and music. And this one was a little bit of everything. You know, it was the pandemic. It was, you know, hard times. The world is a mess and these kids feel it and they're stressed. And it was also interesting. They're 15, 16. They're no longer children. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on the cusp of adulthood. They're thinking about their futures. They're in this kind of in-between place where they're about to be launched into the world. So it was a very interesting population to be talking to and hearing about their lives. And I think we benefit when we listen to kids. We benefit, you know, hearing their perspective. And I think lifting up their voices and paying attention to them is really a valuable thing in life. And the thing about this program is that it goes to show, as Mike was saying, when you give kids a little bit of extra something, when you give them musical education or when you invest in them, they really thrive. And I think we saw that in the film, that the kids were given an opportunity to process some of their emotions and to have tools to create music. And they really, by the end, they were so joyful.
And this is why I always fight for music education in our schools, because I think, you know, a lot of schools get so caught up in, oh, we've got these tests. We want to make sure the kids do well in the basics like math and reading. And what they don't realize is that you're losing something when you don't give kids a creative outlet, when you don't give them something they can be excited about and passionate about at school. And for me, music and theater was that kind of thing for me that really got me excited about being at school, gave me something to look forward to. But also, you know, my parents had gotten divorced. We had been going through some challenges in my own life and my own family. And music was a way for me to be creative and get in touch with my emotions when I was going through a tough time in life. And so many kids are going through that, and you want to give them that outlet. And so we have to fight for the ability for our kids to be creative in school, to work in the arts, to learn about the arts, to express themselves through the arts in school. And I think this film is such a great testament to that.
Another great thing I love about the film is the relationship that the students have with their teachers. I think, you know, that they're often unrecognized, the mentors and the job they do, the sacrifices they make. We know they don't get paid a lot of money. They have all other gigs to kind of pay their bills, but their commitment to these kids and this program is just something that's beautiful to witness.
Absolutely. I mean, you're giving the kids an escape, right? Like, you're knocking down barriers and giving them a whole new world that, you know, it's an outlet that they can have their release. And I think that's absolutely so important. And for you, Mike, being a Lower Merion guy, how cool is it to have Philadelphia as the, you know, the backdrop of this documentary?
Anyone who knows me knows my love for Philly runs deep. But it's going to be a really beautiful moment when we get to watch our friends watch this film and celebrate Philadelphia, celebrate music, and celebrate dreaming. It's going to be a great night. And go Birds.
And go Birds. And throughout this process where they're, you know, special establishments, restaurants that you guys enjoyed in Philadelphia? Did you pass along your favorites?
Well, I'm bummed that Jim's is burned down and not open right now. I'm thinking about going to Tony Luke's or Ish Kabibbles so we can get some cheesesteaks or maybe Mama's. But outside of that, I love going to Rouge in Rittenhouse Square.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite restaurants in town.
Yes.
And I just have to say, you may not know, but I'm also from Philadelphia.
I did not know that.
Born and raised.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I did not know that. I was not aware of
Philly
that.
Philly roots are deep on this.
Amazing. Incredible. Yeah.
And the film really captures a sense of Philadelphia, I think. You know, it's got, you know, grit. It's real. It's poetic. It's musical. It's, you know, it's got softness and edge. It's
soulful.
Got everything. Soulful.
Undeniably Philly. You'll see Eagles t-shirts on
nice.
Students.
There's no city as passionate as Philadelphia.
That's Absolutely. What we like to call it, is passion.
Yes.
Yeah, it's passion.
Other people call it something else.
That's fine. They can call whatever they want. We know what it is, and it's passion. Did anything surprise you when putting together this documentary? Anything that you did not expect? Any stories from these kids that kind of took you back a little bit?
Well, the one thing that surprised me was, it was heartbreaking, was they lost their funding during this process. And, you know, no money, no program. So we kind of pulled our resources together and endeavored to find this money for these kids so that this program could continue. And I'm happy to say we're able to do that. But that was a big, big surprise, and a real big disappointment at that time. But thankfully, we were able to kind of recover from that.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of times these programs are the first things to hit the chopping block when people are trying to save money. And like I said, you know, with the focus on test scores and things of that nature, they're always going to, you know, prioritize the reading and arithmetic and, you know, math and all that stuff, which obviously is very important. But I think there's such a great correlation between people doing well in those core subjects and having arts education at the same time. And we, any great private school, any great school that we'd all want to send our kids to, they have arts education. And so why would we deny it to kids who aren't as wealthy and have more challenges to face? We should make sure they have it too.
100%.
And for me, I think there's one student who I was so surprised by her because she was very shut down and quiet and shy. And by the end of the movie, she has this great line where she says, "At first I felt like a crab who wouldn't come out of its shell. And by the end, I'm a flower blossoming." And I feel like you saw healing like magically happen before our very eyes in this film. And I'm just delighted that to have seen that, to have witnessed that, and that to see what's possible, the power of music, you know?
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. We can't thank you enough for spending some time with us and talking about this brand new HBO documentary. It comes out tomorrow. It's called Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School. Amy and Mike, so nice to meet you. John, we've talked on Zoom plenty of times.
Yes.
Good to see your legs. You know,
my beautiful legs.
Yeah, oh, he's
my
got goodness. Legs. Truly fantastic.
Side note, it's also streaming on Max after it's
streaming on
HBO.
Max.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Bennett. This is such an honor. How cool it is to have the creative minds, the visionaries behind this brand new HBO documentary, which comes out tomorrow. We have our director, Amy Schatz. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We have producer Mike Jackson, who's from Wynwood, PA. Is that right?
That is correct. Pride of Lower Marion.
Yes. We've been stalking you. Don't worry about it.
Some other guy, Kobe, I heard about.
Oops. And fellow producer and UPenn grad.
That's right.
The amazing John Legend. Good to have you guys here. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
This is Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School, which comes to Max tomorrow. Now, this documentary focuses on these incredible 10th grade students from Hill Freedom World Academy. And so I guess I kind of want to know why Philadelphia, right? Like, why this school and why these kids? And I kind of want to hear all three of your perspectives on this.
Right.
Well, why Philly? I mean, Philly's such an important musical center in this country. And when you think about the sound of Philadelphia, you think about the roots, neo soul, so many great musicians have been, you know, raised in this city. And there's so much soul here. There's so much music here. But there's also, you know, a lot of kids facing challenges in life. And I think the power of this film and the power of the story and the power of this school is that it gives these kids who are facing challenges in life a way to be creative, a way to use music as a way of lifting them up. And I think it's so beautiful that Amy was able to capture their story in this way and really inspire us all.
And more to the point, you know, leaning on what Johnny said, it's also important to acknowledge music education in schools and the fact that they're being defunded, you know, nationally. And this is an opportunity for the audience to see from the inside out how these programs work, how they impact young lives and allow them to dream. So that was one of the big catalysts for us getting involved in this film.
Yeah, and for you, Amy?
Yeah, one of the things to know about the class is that it's a required music tech class. So it's not like these kids are musicians and they're going into a music class because they want to develop their craft. It's really required for ordinary students, 10th graders, to come in and kind of dive deep into their creative writing and come up with lyrics and original songs that reflect, you know, their longings, their loves, their dreams, their hopes, and also some of the pain that they go through in life. So one of the beautiful things about working there was that, you know, the kids originally came in post-pandemic, sort of shy, insecure, feeling like they didn't really want to participate. And then by the end, this magic happened where they found their voices, they gained confidence, and they really work so beautifully together as a group. And I think that's one of the things that music does, is it just kind of inspires this sense of community, confidence, and also generates talent, right?
Yeah, I love when music allows people to work together, create something together, collaborate on something, and you come with all your different experiences, you come with your different abilities and talents, and you get in this room together and create something new that didn't exist before. And it's a really powerful feeling. And, you know, I think a lot of times because of technology and because of so many other things, we can feel like we're disconnected from community. And whenever we can find ways for us to come together as a group and do something together that we work on together and feel that joy together and that pride together as a group, it can be really powerful.
Absolutely. That sense of community, right? I mean, bringing everyone together, like you said. And, you know, back to you, Amy, I mean, you've spent your whole career, you know, giving kids a spotlight, right? How important is that to really give these kids this platform?
Well, I think when we listen to kids, we always learn something. They are deep and they're interesting. And I've spent my, you know, many films working with kids and listening to them and hearing about their worlds. And one of the things that was interesting about this one, you know, I've worked on subjects that are can be difficult for kids, you know, kids facing gun violence or talking about the Holocaust or 9/11 or some of life's, you know, big subjects. And I also have talked with kids about poetry and love and music. And this one was a little bit of everything. You know, it was the pandemic. It was, you know, hard times. The world is a mess and these kids feel it and they're stressed. And it was also interesting. They're 15, 16. They're no longer children. You know, they're on the cusp of adulthood. They're thinking about their futures. They're in this kind of in-between place where they're about to be launched into the world. So it was a very interesting population to be talking to and hearing about their lives. And I think we benefit when we listen to kids. We benefit, you know, hearing their perspective. And I think lifting up their voices and paying attention to them is really a valuable thing in life. And the thing about this program is that it goes to show, as Mike was saying, when you give kids a little bit of extra something, when you give them musical education or when you invest in them, they really thrive. And I think we saw that in the film, that the kids were given an opportunity to process some of their emotions and to have tools to create music, and they really, by the end, they were so joyful.
And this is why I always fight for music education in our schools, because I think, you know, a lot of schools get so caught up in, oh, we've got these tests, we want to make sure the kids do well in the basics like math and reading. And what they don't realize is that you're losing something when you don't give kids a creative outlet, when you don't give them something they can be excited about and passionate about at school. And for me, music and theater was that kind of thing for me, that really got me excited about being at school, gave me something to look forward to. But also, you know, my parents had gotten divorced. We had been going through some challenges in my own life and my own family. And music was a way for me to be creative and get in touch with my emotions when I was going through a tough time in life. And so many kids are going through that, and you want to give them that outlet. And so we have to fight for the ability for our kids to be creative in school, to work in the arts, to learn about the arts, to express themselves through the arts in school. And I think this film is such a great testament to that.
Another great thing I love about the film is the relationship that the students have with their teachers. I think, you know, that they're often unrecognized, the mentors and the job they do, the sacrifices they make. We know they don't get paid a lot of money. They have all other gigs to kind of pay their bills, but their commitment to these kids in this program is just something that's beautiful to witness.
Absolutely. I mean, you're giving the kids an escape, right? Like, you're knocking down barriers and giving them a whole new world that, you know, it's an outlet that they can have their release. And I think that's absolutely so important. And for you, Mike, being a Lower Merion guy, how cool is it to have Philadelphia as the, you know, the backdrop of this documentary?
Anyone who knows me knows my love for Philly runs deep. But it's going to be a really beautiful moment when we get to watch our friends watch this film and celebrate Philadelphia, celebrate music, and celebrate dreaming. It's going to be a great night. And go Birds.
And go Birds. And throughout this process, where they're, you know, special establishments, restaurants that you guys enjoyed in Philadelphia. Did you pass along your favorites?
Well, I'm bummed that Jim's is burned down and not open right now. I'm thinking about going to Tony Luke's or Ish Kabibbles so we can get some cheesesteaks or maybe Mama's. But outside of that, I love going to Rouge in Rittenhouse Square.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite restaurants in town.
Yes.
And I just have to say, you may not know, but I'm also from Philadelphia.
I did not know that.
Born and raised.
I'm so sorry.
So that's okay.
I did not know that. I was not aware of
Philly
that.
Philly roots are deep on this. Yeah.
Amazing. Incredible. Yeah.
And the film really captures a sense of Philadelphia, I think. You know, it's got, you know, grit. It's real. It's poetic. It's musical. It's, you know, it's got softness and edge. It's
soulful.
Got everything. Soulful. That
undeniably is. Philly. You'll see Eagles t-shirts on
nice.
Students.
There's no city as passionate as Philadelphia.
That's absolutely. What we like to call it, is passion.
Yes.
Yeah, it's passion.
Other people call it something else.
That's fine. They can call whatever they want. We know what it is, and it's passion. Did anything surprise you when putting together this documentary? Anything that you did not expect? Any stories from these kids that kind of took you back a little bit?
Well, the one thing that surprised me was, it was heartbreaking, was they lost their funding during this process. And, you know, no money, no program. So we kind of pulled our resources together and endeavored to find this money for these kids so that this program could continue. And I'm happy to say we're able to do that. But that was a big, big surprise, and a real big disappointment at that time. But thankfully, we were able to kind of recover from that.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of times, these programs are the first things to hit the chopping block when people are trying to save money. And like I said, you know, with the focus on test scores and things of that nature, they're always going to, you know, prioritize the reading and arithmetic and, you know, math and all that stuff, which obviously is very important. But I think there's such a great correlation between people doing well in those core subjects and having arts education at the same time. And any great private school, any great school that we'd all want to send our kids to, they have arts education. And so why would we deny it to kids who aren't as wealthy and have more challenges to face? We should make sure they have it too.
100%.
And for me, I think there's one student who I was so surprised by her because she was very shut down and quiet and shy. And by the end of the movie, she has this great line where she says, "At first I felt like a crab who wouldn't come out of its shell. And by the end, I'm a flower blossoming." And I feel like you saw healing, like, magically happen before our very eyes in this film. And you know, I'm just delighted that to have seen that, to have witnessed that, and that to see what's possible, the power of music, you know?
That's incredible. That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. We can't thank you enough for spending some time with us and talking about this brand new HBO documentary. It comes out tomorrow. It's called Stand Up and Shout, Songs from a Philly High School. Amy and Mike, so nice to meet you. John, we've talked on Zoom plenty of times.
Yes.
Good to see your legs. You know,
my beautiful legs.
Yeah, oh, he's got goodness. Legs. Truly fantastic.
Side note, it's also streaming on Max after it's
streaming on Max.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.